episode 3, where we will explore wider family history. If you are new to this series, I suggest you start with episode 1 called Beginnings and move through the series chronologically. If you have listened to all the episodes so far, we can go straight to the check-in. Like always, include a feeling word and a physical sensation and see if you can be aware of anything that lingers from the last session. Simply notice it and acknowledge it without judgment or analysis. Pause the recording and unpause when you have both finished. I asked you in the previous episode to make a family tree. This is because I think it's safer and perhaps more useful to start peripherally and work our way in slowly. This gives you a chance to absorb things in a more holistic way and avoids putting you in a position where you can't see the wood for the trees, as it were. Continuing with that metaphor, you could say that we are now standing on a hill above the woods, mapping it out, so that when we enter, we have a better chance of feeling in control. Before we start the next exercise, where you will talk to each other about your family trees, I'd like you to keep a few things in mind. Certain expectations and relational patterns can run through families and generations. And this is significant to understand because the expectations placed upon us as children, or lack of expectations even, is an important aspect of how our self-worth is shaped and experienced. Our sense of self-worth is pivotal in how we engage with feelings and relationships, and understanding that it's also formed from relational patterns formed in previous generations can help externalize and discard the expectations and even shame that do not belong to us, and help us seek and internalize the authentic experience we need and long for. Shame is a huge factor in how we experience expectations and as such self-worth. Shame can be passed down through a parent projecting their internalized shame on their child, as in, I was told that was stupid and I will call you stupid, or by absorbing all the shame and placing all the blame on themselves, you are not doing well academically, I failed as a parent, and so on. There are many nuances to discover here. So stay open to anything you are drawn to, physically or emotionally, without thinking that you have to understand it or make sense of it straight away. I would like you to bring out your family trees now and explore them together. To help you in this process, I have broken the exercise down into smaller segments. It might be helpful to make notes throughout this exercise. But before you start, like you did in the last episode, take a moment to think about who wants to start, and then do the opposite of your desire. I first invite you to take turns and introduce each person on your family tree, including any information you may have noted down for each person. It may be that you suddenly remember new things as you move through it, and that's fine. Try to mainly paraphrase in this part. Pause the recording, and when you have both finished, unpause for the next part. In the following part, I invite you to explore how the events you may have noted down for each person may have impacted them and the way they related to the people around them, and how they may have travelled to impact you. Please feel free to ask questions in this part, but try to avoid inferring your own meaning. The questions should be supportive to your partner's journey. Pause the recording and unpause when you have both finished. Now I would like you to look for patterns in your family tree. First, look for negative patterns, such as divorce, illness, abuse, physical or emotional, and then look for instances where these patterns may have been broken. It could be anything that catches your eye. If you can't see any patterns that have been broken, note this down too. If you see something on your partner's family tree they may not have noticed, please feel free to mention it, but allow your partner to make their own sense of it. If it doesn't feel right to them in that moment, don't push the point. Simply allow your partner to absorb what you said at their own pace. When you have both taken your turn, you can unpause the recording for the next part. In the last part of this exercise, I would like you to reflect on whether you recognize any of these patterns in your own life, or if you have broken any of the patterns and why that may be. Lastly, when looking at your family tree as a whole, can you see any positive influences that you carry with you or want to carry with you? If not, how may this have impacted you? Pause the recording and unpause when you have both finished. Take some time now to debrief any feelings or thoughts you are left with. For this, I would like you to simply listen or paraphrase. If you are left with any questions you would like to ask your partner at this point, please do so, but be mindful of how you ask them and why. After this little debrief, close your eyes and scan your body. Wherever you notice tension, flex for a moment, then relax while you breathe out. Notice your feelings without judgment. Pause the recording now and unpause when you're both finished. Okay, we have reached the end of this episode. Remember to write down your answers to the four questions now while the end music plays. I wish you well, and I look forward to meeting you back here in episode 4.